Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Hi. Edemi. What is happening in Denmark? Good morning. I'm very confused.
Well, it's only a week ago we were talking about a shooting in Oslo in Norway.
That's
and
right.
Talking about this calm, quiet, pretty part of the world being upset by an apparent Islamist attack on a gay nightclub and on the day that the Pride March was due to take place. So here we are now, an attack in another quiet, calm, beautiful place in Copenhagen. Perhaps the shopping mall isn't particularly beautiful, but suddenly a guy with a rifle, this is pictured all over the internet, a guy with a rifle walking through a shopping center, shooting at will, indiscriminately. He's killed three people. He's wounded several others. Three of them are in a critical state in hospital. And indeed, as the Danish Prime Minister, Mette Frederiksen, put it, our beautiful and usually so safe capital has been changed in a split second. And it does do that. It does that to the psyche. Certainly for a while, people come back. I mean, we are, after all, on the anniversary of the London 7/7 bombings from 17 years ago. And there have been attacks since, but cities come back. But still, what on earth was going on? Why was this guy doing it? He is, as Danish police have described him, an ethnic Dane. But at the same time, they're wondering if it was
just say white. I mean, why don't they?
He's a white Danish geezer.
Just say I'm white.
But obviously,
yeah,
there's some nutty ideas going through his head. Let's put it that way.
All right. I'm an ethnic South African, I guess. All right. America's warning to China from the most senior U.S. Army general. These warnings, I'm finding, vis-a-vis the Obama era, I don't think the Trump era is really a useful gauge, but vis-a-vis the Obama era, fewer visits between presidents and more chest-beating talk, and I don't like it.
Absolutely. Xi Jinping was feted when he went to Washington and when he went to London. I think he did Paris as well. And he got the full-on state treatment with banquets and, you know, the Queen having a chat in whatever language they could muster between them. But, yeah, you're right. I don't see that stuff happening so much. I mean, there have been a few diplomatic visits to Moscow, but very much to Vladimir Putin, please stop bombing Ukraine, from the likes of Emmanuel Macron and so forth. So if they're not talking, maybe they're chatting on the phone a little bit. I get the feeling it's more advisors talking to each other and warnings. In this case, a warning shot. I mean, at least it's a verbal warning shot, not an actual one. But General Mark Milley, who's America's most senior general, he's talked about China, as he put it, clearly developing the capability to attack the island of Taiwan. He says it's not imminent, but they're keeping a close watch. China says Taiwan is a breakaway province. It must be reunified, and as they have put it continually, by force if necessary. So that's why Chinese warplanes have been scouting Taiwan's airspace. That's why America has sent Navy ships into Taiwan's waters. They are just getting a bit close to each other, aren't they?
In the worst way. I mean, I remember, you know, I love this story. So Winnie the Pooh is banned in China. Do you know that?
Oh, is he still?
Okay. So you know the story, right? Because there was that awesome photo of Obama walking next to Xi Jinping. Now, Obama's tall and lanky. Xi Jinping is a little stockier and he's got the little belly. And then they kept on memeing it alongside Tigger and Pooh. And it was like, stop undermining me as a president, yo. I ain't no honeybee-loving bear. And that's when it got bra- So, yeah, I find it – I miss those moments.
So, hang on. They had Xi Jinping as Tigger because it could have gone
No. He was Pooh. He was the short, stocky one with the belly, and Obama was tall and lanky like Tigger. Yeah. How cute is that?
Perhaps one of them should have been Piglet. I'm just just wondering how insulting that is, though.
I'm trying to think who could be Piglet. I mean, Emmanuel Macron's kind of little, but I don't think his rule overlapped. And I'm fighting everything in my body from saying Merkel, obviously.
Well, it's Kim Jong-un, isn't it? He's Piglet.
Of course. Oh, that's cute. All right. Anyways, shark attacks in Egypt. Speaking of cute, there are sharks in Egypt? What?
Yeah, well, off Egypt, I suppose one should say, off the Red Sea coast. So if you think of Egypt and just over there where the resorts are, both sides of the Red Sea, in this particular case, it's a sort of the rump Egyptian side rather than the other side. two attacks in the space of a day or two, no more than that, maybe even hours. They're sort of working it out at the moment, but two female tourists killed, one Austrian, one Romanian. They were both swimming not that far from the shore. Isn't it inevitable? We always think of sharks, you know, out there in the sea, but they absolutely stalk the coastlines. And there are some awful pictures, I have to say, of the sea turning blood red from the attack on the Austrian woman, who had an arm torn off. She managed to make it to shore, but died on the way to hospital. The second woman, her body was found on a reef, so they don't quite know how she was gotten. Was it the same shark? That's the killer question, because we know that tourists were killed by sharks in the Red Sea 4 years ago, 7 years ago, and 12 years ago, when there were five attacks in 5 days. And there's one thing we remember from the film Jaws, that once a shark finds a feeding ground, it keeps returning. So they need to do something pretty smartish, otherwise that's a lot of tourism that'll go begging in Egypt.
Certainly so. Adam Gilchrist, I have to dash. Thank you so much for today. All righty, Adam Gilchrist is giving you your world.